In order for the following joke to work effectively, you must imagine, if you will, that I am a talking snake. Here goes. I'm a talking snake. I'm going into a public house. Why? Because it's part of the joke. Here I go. Why I would knock on the door, I have no idea, but in I go anyway. That's the door, and it closes. Ah, here comes the landlord.
Hello, sir. I am the landlord.
Yes, I thought you were.
What can I do for you?
Well, I would like a pint of beer, please.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot serve you.
You cannot serve me? Why ever not?
Because you cannot hold your drink.
I see. Quite.
Yep, terrible joke, which can only mean one thing. Welcome to Laughterpod. Here comes the tune.
You're listening to Laughterpod, the comedy podcast. Find out more at www.laughterpod.web.com.
So here we are again with another episode issue, meandering, whatever you want to call it. Another thingy of Laughterpod. And in case you're worried about the swine flu, I'm particularly not. I was quite concerned about a report on the radio that said it had spread, but, well, I couldn't hear it properly because of all the crackling. Yep, went to the doctors as well. I said, I think I've got swine flu. He said, how long's this been going on for? I said, oh, only for about a week. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And anyway, he gave me some ointment to put on it, which, got to be fair, more effective than when I had the bird flu and I went for treatment. Yep, terrible joke indeed. What next? What should we do now? How's about another blast with a very powerful hand dryer, as featured last week? Listen to this. This has got to be a great hand dryer. So if you're going in Tesco in Wigan or in Asda, go and wash your hands and use this. Just listen to this. Now, how impressive is that? Very. What else can we throw in for novelty value? Here we are, dinosaur. Not something you hear every day. Okay, anyway, let's go over to a bit of my pre-recorded nonsense as I used to walk around with my mobile, talking away to myself, telling jokes and just talking rubbish. Here's an excerpt.
Nope. Camera shy now. Incidentally, folks, if you're interested in knowing anything else about Rivington Pike, see that technically, because of the site, it is handy class as a mountain, etc., etc., etc. Rather than push on about it, go to Google. I'm sure you've heard of that. If not, go to Google and type Google. You can Google it. The information on Google. Yes, what you want to Google in is Rivington Pike, spelled R-I-V-I-N-G-T-O-N. Pike. Oh, I don't know. Go on then. P-I-K-E. That'll be all the info you need to know. And, thank you for me. If you ain't been here, with a walk, even on a warm day, they'll stick to your feet. Right, pause again, if you can hear this. It is windy as hell. Carry on again, isn't it? Just waiting for my two dogs there now. One last lived up at Rivington Pike there. Yeah, so far on this wee ramble. I've spoken to a few different dogs. Use the traditional Lancashire greeting of, now then, you found that in Lancashire. I tell you, if you get a dog, the amount of people will come up to your dog and go, now then. Or the other class, now then, what's to do? Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? I don't know where this comes from, because you can clearly see that a dog's not been neglected. It's a common thing. It's a shame, isn't it? Tell me all about it. I don't know. What have they done to you? Yep. Makes no sense to you. Come to Lancashire. Oh, oh, you see, well, everybody does it. Oh, I'm glad they're going back now, this cold. I think you're getting funny looks on some of the more seasoned or professional walkers up here with all their hats on and the big jackets and the fancy sticks. They look like they're skiing, but they've no skis. You know them funny walking stick things they have. And what am I? Well, I know what I am. Well, there's me walking about, tracksuit top with the ever-present smiley badge. Oh, look at him. I've not even got a piece of Kendall mint cake. But see, I'm taking my dogs, I'm going home. I'm going to watch Night of the Living Dead. I want to go watching Diary of the Dead, but I'm working a night shift tonight, so it's going to have to wait a little bit. So that's what I'm going to do. I'll watch, what was it? Night of the Living Dead. Cracking film, that. I'm going to have a couple of corn burgers. Because I'm a corn again. Ha ha ha. Yes, not vegetarian. I hope they're at it again. And then go to bed for a couple of hours, then get up, then have something else to eat, and then go to work. Anyway, the whole point of this, I was supposedly doing a comedy ramble about childhood toys, and I've rambled that much, time sticking on. What toys did I have as a child? Born in 1972, spent most of the childhood in the 70s and 80s, reliving it now, of course, by doing all my puppetry and stuff like that with a ventriloquism, so I'm playing with toys again. But, right, before this thing runs out, I've got to mention one toy that I had when I was a kid. Let's just open this gate. There we go. One classic, I'll tell you what, it'd be a collector's item now. And that was a $6 million man dressing up outfit. You know, one of these kids things, you get the PVC suit. This was like red and yellow, which was weird because I don't remember the $6 million man wearing it. Lee Majors, otherwise known as the Bionic Man. And it was a Lee Majors plastic mask with a piece of elastic through it. And this PVC jumpsuit type thing. All the rage at the time, that program, I think. But it must have been weird for me to have this on. You know, everybody looking and say, hey, look, there's a 50-odd-year-old midget running up and down the street. That's no midget, that's a mini-me version of Lee Majors. They've cloned him. So, yeah, so I had that. The other one used to make me laugh in the Argos catalogues and various things. The other outfits, what they'd have, the Batman one. So there you've got the traditional Adam West version of Batman, the grey Batman costume, the mask, the cowl, the gloves, all the lot. And there he is, stood there. Same with Spider-Man, each in a heroic pose, Superman, and every one of these poorly kids in the forefront Clerks shoes on. And I'm not knocking Clerks shoes, brilliant shoes. If your feet didn't grow and you would stay that size, ooh, last your lifetime they would. Belting shoes, but I never remember the superheroes wearing them. These ones did. What else? Rally Chopper, of course, the old bike. And the other version of it, the Tomahawk. Was that the girl's version? I know there was another one, I can't remember what that was. Another axe related one. But no, a girl in our street had one basket up front of it. Happy birthday, blah blah blah. Oh yes. Many happy returns. Joyce, can I ever go on your bike? Yes, you can. Me being clumsy, whack straight into a car. I bounced, flew on that bonnet of that thing. The upshot of that was the basket got dented, she had to have another one. Another toy, laughing bag. These were bizarre, a little yellow cloth bag, inside it a big bulky plastic thing, the size of half a brick. If you want to know how big half a brick is, get a brick, break it in half. That's about how big. You press the button and it's woo ha 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 ha, etc. I could have just said, you hear something, you hear a laugh. Not digital technology, it was pre-digital. The whole thing with this was you press the button and it made it happen. You opened up the back, there was a little plastic record inside it. You know, a little tiny plastic LP, mini LP thing. And I caught on to this, that there was a girl as I knew, she had a doll, had a similar thing. My sense of humour being a bit twisted, swapped him round. She freaked out, I got a rollicking, oh, he's upset her, whatever her name is. Can't even remember now. They traumatised some kid and I can't remember her name. But, no, she'd gone for play with a doll, expecting to go, Mama, and all that rubbish, and instead it goes, I mean, you know, it's a bit like The Exorcist and that, but I thought it was funny anyway. Right, this thing's about to run out shortly. So what else have we got? We've got yo-yos. Yes, I only had half of one. I had a yo, come to afford a full yo-yo. Kinder eggs, they were pretty bizarre. Substandard chocolate egg with a crappy toy inside it. Some bizarre stuff. I had a car with antlers on it. Smiths, all kinds of weird stuff. Right, so that's it. I also had a Kodiak walkie-talkie. Press a button, it said, who loves you, baby? I took a load of ruddy batteries. Made by Chad Valley. Made most of the toys in the 70s. Right, anyway, this thing's about to run out as I can tell. So that's been a comedy ramble, a good walk, and a bit of wind.
So yeah, that was me, in case you thought it was anyone else. Here's some more of my nonsense.
Big cowboy goes blasting into a saloon. Says, straighten away. He says, right. He says, one of you lot. He said, has taken my horse. He said, I want that horse put back. I said, and we'll have no more said about it. But put it this way, if that horse doesn't come back, the same thing that happened in Dodge City is going to happen here. Anyway, this little fella, he goes running out. He comes back in a few minutes later. He said, Luke, I'm sorry, pal. He said, it was me. He said, nice horse like that. Couldn't help myself. I just had the urge to steal it. And I brought it back. It's tethered up outside. And the cowboy said, right, that's good. He said, just tell me, though. He said, what happened? What happened in Dodge City? And the cowboy said, well, he said, I had to walk it home, didn't I? Strange, isn't it? You don't often see a cowboy with a Lancashire accent, but, well, I suppose some of them must do. Yes. Chap there goes in the doctor's. He's got this big cut on his forehead. He says, have you seen this? The doctor says, oh, aye. He says, that's a good one, isn't it? He says, tell me. He says, how did you do that? He said, I bit myself. Did you bit yourself? He said, it's on your forehead. He says, how did you get up there? Chap said, well, he said, I stood on a ladder. And speaking of which, I climbed a ladder before, got to the top of it. Big panic attack. Couldn't get down, so, you know, they sent for the fire brigade. Fireman shouts up. He says, oh, he says, what's wrong? I said, I can't get down. He says, you can't get down? He says, just come down the same way you went up. I said, oh, no chance, pal. I said, I went up head first. And then there's that poor fella, ooh, scaffolding. He fell off the top, slap bang splat on the ground. This woman come running up to him. She says, oh, she says, you're out, love. He says, no, not really. She says, well, she says, what happened? He says, you know, I don't know. He says, I've only just got here myself. I went home for tea last night. Oh, you know, my wife had dubbed me alphabet soup. I said, oh, you know, I said, I wish you'd stop putting words in my mouth. And, what'd I tell you? Like my stepladder. Oh, yeah, I've got a stepladder. Well, I had two, my real ladder died when I was little. Anyway, there's Dracula and his mate there, and Dracula says, oh, he says, you know, he says, I know I've had some, he says, but I could just do with another drink of blood. And his mate says, well, he says, you know, he says, sun's about to come up. He says, do you think you've got time? He says, oh, he says, all right, I can nip out and be back. He says, only take me a couple of minutes. Fair enough. So Dracula, he takes the coffee, jumps through the window. You see how much these are enjoying my jokes? Totally oblivious. Anyway, Dracula goes through the window. Out he goes. Anyway, less than a minute later, comes back. Face covered in blood. His mate says, God, I hate you, we're quick. He says, oh, look at all that blood. He says, lovely. He says, well, lovely. He says, I don't think so. Well, what's wrong? He said, you see that tree outside? His mate says, yeah. He says, oh, he says, well, I didn't. You see, he banged his head into the tree. Oh, I'm not explaining it. I'm sure you get it. Righto, what colour are belches? Purple. Oh, don't they just get better? Things can only get better, the song said. I'm here to prove that wrong. So there's this woman, she's been on holiday and she comes home, says to her husband, he says, how's things? You managed okay? He says, oh yeah, he says, brilliant. Use the microwave. He said, I'm not fake, me, I know what I'm doing. He said, what about the kids? He said, oh, the kids are fine. And the cat? He says, oh, dead. He says, what? He says, oh, are you dead? Says, what happened? He says, well, fell off shed roof. Bang, that were it. Oof, nothing I could do. And she's naturally quite upset, you know, very attached to this poor little puss. Said, you know, you insensitive beggar. He says, what? She says, you could have broken it to be a bit more gently than that. He said, like how? You know, what do you mean? What should I have said? He said, I don't know. She said, no. She says, what you could have said? Could have said, and she says, you know, poor little Tibby. Yes, well, you know, she liked to have a little bit of salmon in the morning. And then she'd go and lie on the shed roof. And sunbathe. Well, unfortunately, she was rolling over and she slipped. Now, I don't want you to get too upset. She's not with us anymore, but she did slip, and she's well, the valet was quick and it was painless. She didn't suffer. Right, she says, right. I'll know for in future. I'm really sorry about that. Never thought. Said, well, you know, just try and be a bit more considerate. She said, anyway, she said, how's my mother? Right. She says, well, you know, your mother liked her someday on the shed roof. I like that one. Somebody gets killed in the joke, but it's still funny. Went into the butcher's the other day, and I said to him, excuse me. He said, yes. I said, have you got an oxtail? He said, certainly. Once upon a time, there was a little ox. I do like that one. In fact, I like most of these, otherwise I wouldn't be telling them. Weird, I'll tell you about that. I went for a pizza the other day. You know, I like my food, me love pizzas. I said, go on, I said, I'll have a big 12-inch pizza, everything on it. And the chap said, right, he says, do you want it cutting into 4 slices? Or 8 slices? I said, oh no, I said, just 4, please. I said, there's no way could I manage 8 slices. And there's this other chap goes into a pub, and he's got this pie on his head. And the landlord said, he says, why have you got a pie on your head? He says, oh, he said, I always wear a pie on my head on Wednesday. The landlord said, but it's Tuesday. The chap said, oh, he says, I must look like a right fool then. So there's this banana, goes to the doctors. The doctor said, what can I do for you? He said, well, he said, I've not been peeling very well. And then, of course, there's a snail got mugged by 2 tortoises. And the policeman said, could you describe them to me? And the snail said, no, I said, I couldn't, pal. He said, it all happened so fast. What do Winnie the Pooh, Attila the Hun, and Rupert the Bear, oh, and Jack the Ripper, what do they all have in common? They all have the same middle name. Ah, come on, think about it. The, you know, the. That's it, that's the joke. Well, it's not going to get any better, is it? Well, that upset me the other day. This chap came up to me and said, psst, he says, oh, he says, do you want to buy some pornography? I said, oh, I said, it's no good to me, mate. I says, I've not got a pornograph to play it on. Only got a DVD player. Chap goes into the fish and chip shop. He says, excuse me, pal. You know, he's had a few drinks. Hence the voice, you know. He says, excuse me. He says, you're not getting Dyer 3, have you? Chap says, no. He said, it's not a video shop. He said, it's a chippy. He says, all right. He says, one of them new Star Wars ones then, you know, Attack of the Clones or that Sith one, you know. He says, well, I'll take that then. I've told you, he said, it's a chippy, not a video shop. All right. He said, Bridget Jones' Diary. He said, no, it's a chippy. Oh, got you. Chippy, chippy. What about that Narnia film? Kids can watch that. Oh, for the last time, this is a fish and chip shop. We sell fish and chips and other things, you know, cooked food. It's a chippy. Oh, I do beg your pardon, says the man. In that case, he says, I'll have chips, a peas, a gravy, and a can of Fanta. I said, that's better, serves him. He says, would there be anything else? He says, aye, he says, have you got a fish called Wanda?
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Well, if you didn't, no skin off my nose, is it? But, yeah, I don't wish you any harm, even though I don't know you. So, yeah, good luck to you. If you enjoyed it, great. If not, watch your DVD, flipping egg. Don't be listening to podcasts. Faulty Towers, highly recommended. Go and stick that on. Bye for now.